Good morning. Good morning, my fellow Patriots. I hope everyone's doing good this morning. Lots of stuff coming down. A lot of scandals. Isn't it a beautiful thing to witness? We're all taking part, I believe, of the biggest takedown in history. A monumental, historic, epic takedown. But before I get into this, folks, how do you like my title of my video? I put my video title... what is it? Scandals, doom, and whatever. I made it so it's like a VH1 behind the music. I don't know if you guys remember VH1 behind the music. I tried to make it like that. I don't know. Venmo D-Rod 1977. If you appreciate me, I appreciate you. Venmo D-Rod 1977. This keeps me plugging away and doing what I'm doing. When the lights go out on Amazon, leave an honest review. My mama's book, The Mexican Maxine, that's on Amazon as well. Leave an honest review. Folks, please, I have to do this organically. Please like, share, and subscribe. Share my video far and wide. Gotta beat the algorithms. So... Share this video as much as you can. Get this out there. Lots of stuff are going to be coming down this year. And folks, I do a lot of interviews. Everyone has their own opinion. And I know a lot of you are turned off about the video I did yesterday with Jim Willie. I put about 15-minute segment up on YouTube. And then the rest is on NinosCorner.tv. I know a lot of you are pissed off about that. But if you watch what's on NinosCorner.tv, you'll see why we couldn't continue it on FluffTube. There's a reason. All right, folks, Noble Gold. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold, or that gold, is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA and silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free half ounce, 1/4 ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. I use them. Gold is the best performing asset for 2022 and 1/4 American Gold Eagle coin IRA 60s V1. So listen. Hit the link below. It's in the description box. Get started with Noble Gold. Because we just don't know. If you listen to Jim Willie, we don't know where this is going. And Jim Willie, it's a scary interview. A lot of people are like, oh, panicking. Look, it is scary. Look what's happening with Bank of America. They're basically, from what we can see, what videos are showing us, they're siphoning money out of people's accounts. This is scary times. I am a big advocate, and I'm a customer of Noble Gold. So, folks, Spotify's Nino's Corner. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. Patriot Wear, bing, right there, Patriot Wear. And, NinosCorner.tv, folks. Jim Willie's up there right now. Yeah, it's a scary interview. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty fucking batshit crazy. Pretty out there. But I think, you know, eat the meat, throw away the bones. Eat what you makes you full, comfortable. Throw away the rest. That's what and a lot of you are like, oh, upload on Rumble. He's a grifter. No, I'm not. You know what happened? There was a huge purge in 2020. No platform was safe. I created NinosCorner.tv. Sorry that I'm innovative and I know what to do. Sorry. I'm a problem solver, folks. I created NinosCorner.tv and they come first. I will always treat them VIP. That's the way it is. Sorry, not sorry. Is what it is. NinosCorner.tv. Jim Willie is up now. I'm going to be talking to Larry Klayman about the Biden documents today. He's an attorney. A right wing, they call him the right wing attorney. So let's see what he has to say about the Biden documents. I'm going to be talking to him today about that. I have Jessie Sobota coming back on, and a lot of you, I get mixed reviews on that one. I think she's perfect for explaining the occult practices, and she's going to go into detail about the Madonna magazine. The Madonna in Vanity Fair, her layout in Vanity Fair. Madonna. Fuck. Slow down, Dave. Slow down. How do you guys like this shirt? The Great Awakening. Rah! This is cool. I got this letter from Michelle. And here it is. Thank you, Michelle. So you can go to her website at, where does it say the website? It's really cool stuff. A lot of cool design. Well, where's your website? Graphic design and illustration, interior design. Wixsite.com. Wixsite, Wixsite.com. Pretty cool. You can get some cool stuff. Cool stuff. You know, I was wondering, I've been watching a lot of like the dark side of the 90s, and I'm like, what's really the trend today? And I was like, oh, the trend today is the apocalypse. That's the trend today. I've been looking at everything. I'm like, oh, everything's leading up to, well, what's the trend today? The apocalypse. So I got Jim Willie up on NinosCorner.tv. Larry Clayman's coming on. Jesse Sobota, the Ghost. Juan O'Saven, Dustin Nemos, and many, many more folks are coming up on NinosCorner.tv. Get your butt over there. Get your butt over there. I have the General's Tent coming up, where you're going to be able to sit in and war game with my guests, like Juan, like the Ghost, bring doctors on, a panel of doctors, whatever. Whatever I decide to do, you'll be able to ask questions. It's kind of like what I did with Dark to Light, but it's going to be on NinosCorner.tv. And without further ado, folks, coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby, let's go. Yeah. Scandals are coming out left and right. There's no way to get rid of them. There's no way to dodge them. See, I talk to people like General Flynn. Let's just be honest here. General Flynn, he has his opinion. Juan has his opinion. The Ghost has his opinion. Cash Patel has his opinion. I think a lot of people are just not, they're not going to come out and say it. I will, because I have nothing to lose, nothing to gain. But from all the interviews that I have done with all these people, I do believe, folks, that there are good guys hard at work and there is some kind of plan. Okay, I'm not going to say, oh, it's that letter in the alphabet, 100%, I'm all it. There's something there to it, folks. There's something there. Everything that I'm seeing is not an accident. How are we beginning to beat the deep state at their own game? It makes no sense. CNN is turning on Biden? What? Makes no sense. They just decided to turn on him. I know they're getting a big overhaul over there on CNN. They're going to start veering right. But it doesn't make sense. They got to own this guy. They have got to own this guy now. And you know, you got to realize there's multiple chess games being played here, folks. You can't disturb Grandma and the cat. Ghost once said that on my program on NinosCorner.tv. You can't disturb Grandma and the cat. There's multiple chess games being played here. So as the heat begins to cook Biden, they're going to have to own him. They're going to have to really own this guy. And they're not looking forward to that. So now we're going to start looking at a lot of distractions. You have the Democrats turning on Biden. You have CNN turning on Biden. That's unheard of. CNN? As this transpires, massive amounts of money is going to start flooding into groups like, I don't know, let's say BLM, let's say Antifa. It's like they're calling in their all-star player Soros. Come on down. They need to steal the news cycle and take heat away from Biden. And they need to install fear. Get you guys distracted, a little bit distracted. If you really look at what Trump said in his Truth Social post, okay, let's talk about what Trump said in his Truth Social post. This was a few days ago, making a big political speech today at Trump's Doral in Miami. The fake news says I am not campaigning very hard. I say they are stupid and corrupt. With the election still a long time away, but do not fear, many giant rallies and other events coming up soon. It will all be wild and exciting. It will all be wild and exciting. We will save our country from doom and make America great again. He's giving you hope, folks. That's why he's staying in the picture. This is all part of the plan, in my opinion. He has to stay in the picture. This has to be done legally, and you got to do it the best way you can. Multiple chess games being played here. Multiple chess games being played. And you got to do it without disturbing grandma and the cat. There's multiple chess games being played here. And I'm telling you, folks, look, obviously, I'm not in that firewall. And if I was, that'd be really scary. I'm not in that firewall. But I will say this. I've interviewed enough people to get a roundabout picture about what's going on here. Thousands of interviews? Thousands? This is going to be a very interesting year. Whistleblowers, exposing, more scandals. You know, Cash Patel says this is all to make so Biden doesn't run in 24. I think it's more than that. And I don't think Cash can say everything he wants to say. Neither can Flynn. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. So I'm as I read that post from Truth Social, okay, I go down to activity. Where's the activity at? Cheyenne Mountain. Activity at Cheyenne Mountain on the 18th. Speaking of events of doom, I just thought it was interesting. 2-hour delayed reporting for non-mission essential personnel, January 18th for Peterson, Schreiber, and Cheyenne Mountain. Personnel could not arrive before 0930. For specific safety concerns, contact your supervisor. There's something going on there. Could it be drills? Could be drills. But something's in the air. Something is in the air. What it is, I don't know. I'm just putting it together for you. I lay it out for you all to play it out. White House chief of staff suddenly steps down among mounting scandals in the Biden administration. But wait a minute, folks. I thought the deep state was in full control here. Remember, we can't afford civil unrest or civil war. The White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, is suddenly stepping down amid mounting scandals in the Biden administration, including a special counsel investigation into Joe Biden's classified documents and a probe into his son, Hunter Biden. The New York Times on Saturday broke the news. CNN. This is on CNN. FBI searches Biden's Wilmington home and finds more classified documents. FBI investigators on Friday found additional classified material while conducting a search of President Joe Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home. They're making this guy look very inadequate. And why is CNN reporting this? Bob Bauer, the president's personal attorney, said in a statement that during the search, which took place over nearly 13 hours on Friday, DOJ took possession of materials it deemed within the scope of its inquiry, including six items consisting of documents with classified markings and surrounding materials, some of which were from the president's service in the Senate, and some of which were in his tenure as vice president. DOJ also took the further review personally handwritten notes from the vice president's years. This guy, it's all just fucking sitting next to his Corvette. Just laying around his house. Classified documents, national security, just all around the house. Fucking who cares? Collecting dust. The six items are in addition to materials previously found at Biden's Wilmington residence and in his private office. The federal search of Biden's home, while voluntarily, makes an escalation of the probe into the president's handling of classified documents and will inevitably draw comparisons to his predecessor, former President Donald Trump. Even if the FBI search of Trump's residence was conducted under different circumstances. Karma's a bitch. Now you're it, motherfucker. And then the FBI finds more classified documents in 13-hour search and more. They just keep finding this shit. In Biden's home. FBI found more classified documents in President Joe Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware during a consensual search lasting nearly 13 hours. Attorney General Merrick Garland earlier this month appointed a special counsel to investigate Biden's retention of government records after he was vice president. Ex-President Donald Trump is under criminal investigation by another special counsel for taking hundreds of classified records from the White House when he left office. Do you see how they're playing chess here? Do you see the games they're playing? Folks, this is chess on multiple levels. Democrats. Okay, Democrats are now turning on Biden. They're like, oh, shit. Let's get away from this guy. So Democrats... Senior Democrats, dismayed by a steady stream of startling disclosures, expressed criticism Sunday of how President Joe Biden handled classified material after leaving office as vice president, and disappointment at the White House has not been more forthcoming with the public. Lawmakers, who might have anticipated questions focusing on the debt limit or Ukraine aid when they were booked last week for the Sunday news shows, found themselves quizzed about the latest development over the weekend and the document drama that has put Biden's presidency on the defensive. You got that. You got the laptop. Look at all these scandals. And guess what, folks? I'm betting there's going to be a lot more. Yeah. It's going to be great. And this is the route I think they're going to go, because now we have the House. So let's keep throwing scandals at the guy, because we have McCarthy reined in on a tight leash. Like I said, I still think there's safeties. I do. I think there's safeties militarily. I really do. Even though it looks like our military is all broken up and divided at the top level, and what Juan has said, Cheyenne Mountain makes complete sense to me. Makes complete sense to me. So if I'm correct here, folks, Knights of Rage. I think this is going to pick up. Coincidence? I think Soros is pouring more money into BLM and Antifa due to the pressure, due to panic. Thank you, Wendy Child. Protesters torch police car, damaged businesses in Atlanta after activist is killed. As an angry crowd took to the streets in Atlanta Saturday night, smashing windows and torching a police car in response to the death of a 26-year-old protester Wednesday, report said. Atlanta Police Chief Darren Sherbaum told reporters that multiple protesters were found with explosive devices on them. Where do you get explosive devices? This is like, Allah, Allah. Like what? Antifa? Like they're the Taliban now? What the fuck's going on here? Let's talk about this. One of the devices was used to set Antifa police car on fire. So they're being outfitted with this stuff. Protesters who hit the streets after calls for a night of rage by Antifa members were also seen throwing bricks at the Atlanta Police Department's vehicle smashing property, 11 Alive reported. So at least six people were arrested and three businesses were damaged, police said. Just before 7 p.m., police said order has been restored to the downtown space. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp condemned the protesters' actions Saturday night. Violence and unlawful destruction of property are not acts of protest, he tweeted. These are crimes that will not be tolerated in Georgia and will be prosecuted fully. Later, they're saying that these people don't even come from Georgia. They're not even from Atlanta, a lot of them. They've been busted. Who spends the money to do that? Oh, let me think. Soros? I don't know. Then, 10 dead in shooting near Los Angeles after Lunar New Year event. So another mass shooting. I think these are going to pick up. At least 10 people have been killed and 10 wounded following a mass shooting late Saturday at a city east of downtown Los Angeles, about an hour after a Lunar New Year event that was attended by thousands. Sounds a little cultish, does it? Sounds a little bit of like an occult harvest. Just my opinion. I'll get into that with Jesse Soboder, maybe. I'm going to have her in an interview, I think, later this week. The shooting was reported at 10:22 p.m. and occurred at a ballroom dance club on Garvey Avenue in Monterey Park, according to Sergeant Bob Boise of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The shooter is a male. When is it not a male? I don't ever think I've seen a female shooter. If there's one on here, please share, my Black Sheep Patriots. The shooter is a male, Boise told reporters on Sunday. Tens of thousands of people had attended a Lunar New Year festival in Monterey Park earlier in the day. It's one of the largest Lunar New Year events in Southern California, and Saturday has the start of the two-day festival. The annual festival previously drew crowds of more than 100,000 people. Officials had offered no information for several hours after police officers had responded to the shooting. Oh, shit. How do you say this name? Swang Wan Choi. And owner of a restaurant near the shooting happened, said told the Los Angeles Times that three people rushed her to the property and told him to lock the door, adding that there was a man with a machine gun in the area. They said the shooter had multiple rounds of ammunition on him. Choi told the LA Times, adding that he believes the shooting took place at the dance club first. No one's safe on Nino's Corner, folks. Nobody's safe. I don't care if you're Chinese, if you're Black, Mexican. Nobody's safe. Thank you, Karen Lemieux. Do I not talk to Mel Kane? Yeah, I do. I just haven't talked to her in a while. Justice Department tells Jim Jordan it won't share information about ongoing investigations. The Justice Department signaled Friday it's unlikely to share information about ongoing criminal investigations with the GOP-controlled House. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why. In a move that's certain to frustrate Republicans in the chamber, you think? In a letter to House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, responding to a flurry of document requests, the DOJ said that any oversight request must be weighed against the department's interests and protecting the integrity of its work. You mean no integrity? None. No integrity. Let's be honest. The letter added, the department's mission is to independently and impartially uphold the rule of law, requires us to maintain the integrity of our investigation, prosecutions, and civil actions, and to avoid even a perception that our efforts are influenced by anything but the law of the facts. So, yeah, sorry, Jim Jordan. We got to protect our integrity. It's bullshit. So this one, I got to be careful how I read this, folks. I got to be careful how I read this one right here. Do you guys like this shirt? I like this shirt, The Great Awakening. It looks like a horror movie. Not a horror movie, but a horror movie. From like that, I don't know, like the B movies. I like it. I really like it. I could use more gear. So memorial for pro-Trump vlogger Diamond goes off the rails as Sister Silk floats wild boogeyman theory. And you guys know what I'm talking about when I say boogeyman. Donald bizarrely denies knowing her. This is weird. Donald bizarrely denies knowing her despite multiple meetings with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, calls for an investigation into the boogeyman. I know you guys are picking up what I'm laying down here, but I do not put it on. Oh, do not put it on here. Clockwork Orange. Yeah, I know. Don't put it on here. So Lynette Diamond Hardaway Memorial took a dark turn on Saturday evening. Her sister, Rochelle Silk Richardson, detailed the 51-year-old's final moments. Right-wing theories turned the solemn funeral service into more of a MAGA rally. We've been right the whole time. The whole time. When are you guys going to start listening to us? I think the new style, you know what the new style should be? Tinfoil hats. Just saying. Don't knock it until you try it. Where is my pencil? I cannot find my pencil. Well, it's not a pencil, it's a pen. All right. Now I'm gonna name this part traitor alert because I just don't know where this guy's coming from. I want to get your opinion on Pompeo. I know a lot of things are optics right now, folks. A lot of things are optics. Psyop. I don't know, but his tweet kind of ruffled my feathers, and I don't know about you all, but I'm looking at this guy very differently now. But what's weird is it did have 1.7 million likes when I saw it. 17. There's that number again. Could be conspiracy. I don't know. But let's just talk about his tweet. Optically, what it says. The best way to end Russia's war is to give Ukraine the weapons needed to defend itself.
Yeah!
That's real. I don't know. Don't know who to trust is all I can say. But it did have 1.7 million likes when I saw it. I don't know what it's at now. Could just be a coincidence. So eyes on Mike Pompeo for sure. And by the way, Mike, you look better with some weight on you. I'm just going to say. Oh, have you ever noticed there's a lot of fat people out there that like lose weight and they just look terrible? It's like, I liked you better fat. You looked better fat. There's just some people that really do look better fat. I think I can't explain it. You know, and it's also, I've also seen like older people, a lot of older people, like they decide to lose weight and they're, you know, they look good when they're that certain weight that just, they kind of look jolly, jovial, and then they lose that weight and then they look like the Crypt Keeper. Sometimes weight looks good on people, different sizes, different people in the world. It's all, you know, I don't know. I don't like, there's a few people that have lost so much weight and they just look decrepit, like sick. I don't know. I think he looks better with some weight. McCarthy has just introduced the fair tax, which would abolish federal income tax and replace it with a national sales tax. I'm all about this. Do you guys support this? Pozar was right. Saudis confirm non non-dollar oil trade plans in Davos. And folks, get to ninoscorner.tv. Once you watch the interview on ninoscorner.tv with Jim Willie, you'll understand why I couldn't put it on YouTube. It's on ninoscorner.tv, and you'll learn a lot from it. It's kind of scary. Bozar was right. Saudis confirmed non-dollar trade, oil trade plans in Davos. Earlier this month, former New York Fed repo guru Zoltan Bozar wrote one of his most important reports on 2022 in which he described how Putin could unleash hell on the Western financial system by demanding that instead of dollars, Russia oil exporters are paid in gold, effectively pegging oil to gold and launching petrol gold. You mean you don't want to use our fiat system anymore? You got to be crazy. You don't want to use our monopoly money anymore? Why not? It's worthless. Then China's President Xi visit with Saudi and GCC leaders marked the birth of the Petroyan. And a leap in China's growing encumbrance of OPEC's oil and gas reserves. That's because with the China GCC summit, China can now claim to have built a special relationship not only with the plus sign in OPEC plus Russia, but with Iran and all of OPEC plus. At the time, Zoltan urged the reader to think of the limit of the timing of this statement in a diplomatic sense. President Xi communicated his message on renminbi invoicing. Not during the first day of his visit, when he met only with the Saudi leadership, but during the second day of his visit, when he met with the leadership of all GCC countries to signal the following GCC oil flowing east. Renminbi invoicing the down of the Petroyan. So, and now according to Bloomberg, Saudi Arabia is open to discussions about trade in currencies other than the U.S. dollar. According to the kingdom's finance minister, down goes the dollar, folks. Down goes the dollar. I hope you're preparing. Anyone's best guess. I'm not a financial expert, obviously, and I don't know cryptocurrency. To me, everyone says, some people say Bitcoin, some people say XRP. I know one thing, gold. Can't go wrong with gold. I do know that. Hit the Noble Gold link below, folks. Facebook and Instagram will ban all bear breath, but only for trans and non-binary people. So Instagram will ban on bare... Wait a minute. Hold on. Are they banning breasts for everybody? Or Instagram will ban on bare breasts. Facebook, Instagram will ban on bare breasts, but only for trans and non-binary. How come I can't comprehend this right now? Is it for trans and non-binary? Or are they allowed to show their breasts? Can you guys help me figure this one out? I don't know. Border news. Illegal border crossings surge to highest of Biden's term. Washington, Associated Press. The surge in Cuban and Nicaraguan arrivals in the U.S. border with Mexico in December led to the highest number of illegal border crossings recorded during any month of Joe Biden's presidency, authorities said Friday. The extraordinary influx came shortly before Biden introduced measures on January 5th to detour Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. Let me tell you something, folks. My housekeeper, Annabelle, I pick her up at the bridge, at the puente, almost once a week to come and clean my house, to come and clean Sancho's house. And she tells me what the fuck she's seeing over there. And let me tell you, the people of Juarez do not like this one bit. They are fucking pissed. The people in Juarez are having their lives ruined. Why? Because Venezuelans, Haitians, Cubanos are all there. From what I understand, what she's telling me, my housekeeper, is telling me the violence is off the charts. And the people of Juarez are pissed. Ciudad Juarez. So it's affecting them too, folks. They're trying to live their life. They have good families. They're trying to just get by, and they're having to deal with this shit. U.S. authorities stopped migrants 251,487 times along the Mexico border in just December, up 7% from 234,896 times in November, up 40%. From 179,253 times in December 2021, Customs and Border Protection said Cubans were stopped nearly 43,000 times in December alone. So this isn't, these aren't just Mexicans coming here, Mexicans. It's everybody. And from what I understand, people from Pakistan, Afghanistan, don't we have trouble in the Middle East? I don't know, just saying. Nicaraguans were stopped more than 35,000 times. I don't know how the fuck we're going to correct this. More migrants were also stopped from Ecuador and Peru. The influx from Cuba and Nicaragua made El Paso, Texas, the busiest, my town, the busiest of the Border Patrol's nine sectors on the Mexican border for the third month in a row. This is an invasion. And you see these commercials, a lot of propaganda. Where on, I don't know, when I was watching the Dallas Cowboy 49er game. Oh, boy. That was a blow. I had 49ers up by a touchdown. And I was right. Damn, they can't get over that hump, can they, folks? It's just, all right, that's another subject for another show. Oh, the propaganda. So they're saying that, oh, Jesus was a refugee. No, Jesus is a refugee. Not Jesus. Okay? Stop trying to twist it and use our Christian values against us. I know what you're doing. We all know what you're doing. We get the propaganda. Jesus was a refugee. But we don't want him here at Martha's Vineyard. Not at all. No, you got to go. Get on a bus. Get out of here. All right. Border Patrol agents confirm 1.2 million getaway migrants under the Biden administration. 1.2 million unvetted getaway people. Yeah. Where are they? I don't know. Who cares? Border city is on the brink of collapse under unprecedented migrant surge that has left hospitals and food banks, which should be for the American people. Which should be for American people! Overloaded, as officials say, number of people crossing the border is the highest they've seen in 30 years. So food banks for Americans, maybe veterans. Nah, we're giving it to the illegals. Let them have it all. Draining our resources and infrastructure. County Supervisor Jonathan Lyons said Yuma cannot support the migrant flow. Yuma County saw a 171% increase in migrant crossings between 2021 and 2022. Not a 100% increase or a 70% increase, a 171% increase. Remember when the Mexican president thanked Joe Biden for not building 1 meter of wall? The border city of Yuma, Arizona is at a breaking point with the unprecedented flow of migrants leaving the community at the brink of collapse and hospitals, and food banks. So if you have an emergency, you got to get to the hospital, got to take an ambulance. We're sorry. There's a lot of people here that need our help from Nicaragua, Cuba, Mexico. And that's what the, you know, that's another part of this engineered influx is that, well, what are you going to do when you do need to go to the hospital? Your dad's sick, your mom's sick, you're sick, and you have to go into a waiting room of 1,000 people. But David, you're crazy, David. There are people too, okay? A top Border Patrol official resigned after allegedly pressuring female employees for sex. Officials say Tony Barker was acting chief of the law enforcement operations directorate, is under investigation by Customs and Border Protection's Office of Professional Responsibility.
Okay.
So a top official at the U.S. Border Patrol abruptly resigned in October after allegations came to light that he pressured a subordinate employer to perform sexual favors. And other women have since made similar allegations that they were victimized by him. Say three Department of Homeland Security officials. Tony Barker, who served as the acting chief of the Law Enforcement Operations Directorate for the Border Patrol, is now under investigation for his behavior by Customs and Border Protection's Office of Professional Responsibility, the three officials say. According to the sources, one woman said she had a consensual relationship with Barker that she tried to end, prompting Barker to retaliate. Barker allegedly threatened to tell others that she had illegally issued contracts, if she did not perform sexual favors. Sounds like some he said, she said. I don't know if you guys saw the video I did with San Joaquin Transparency Audit. I think it's a good video. I don't know why it has low views, but I think it's really good. LAPD ban of Thin Blue Line flag is latest salvo in cultural war. For some, the Thin Blue Line flag is an expression of solidarity with police officers who have lost their lives on the job. To others, the black and white American flag with a single blue stripe is a potent symbol of the ties between right-wing extremism and American law enforcement. But it's okay to have an LGBTQ flag hanging everywhere, just like the American flag, right? That's okay. Now that's okay. The tension between those interpretations spilled over in the Los Angeles Police Department this month when Chief Michael Moore ordered the flag, which was widely displayed in station lobbies around the city, to be removed from public view. Ha! Not in my huge backyard. 156-unit low-income housing project sparks outrage in billionaires' playground in Nantucket, where Blackstone CEO Stephen Schwarzman and former Secretary of State John Kerry spend their summers. Told you this was going to happen. This was all part of the engineered plan. Bring in the illegal immigrants and put them in your neighborhood. I'm telling you, that's coming. Soon they'll start building low-income housing all around your neighborhoods. Mark my words, if they get that far. Plans to build affordable housing project in Nantucket, Surfside Crossing, were first submitted in April 2018 and have been hotly contested ever since. Developers want to create 156 homes on a 13.5-acre site with 70% designated for people who live on the island year-round. They said 15 of the homes and 24 of the condos would be sold for between $261,000 and $373,000, but locals say the island cannot support the building. Plans to build an affordable housing complex in Nantucket remain in limbo after locals objected to the scheme, insisting the affluent islands do not. So here's the way it is, folks. Your city of representatives, they just do what they're told. They do not listen to the people unless you raise your voices, unless you get over to council meetings and let your voices be heard, write them letters. That's the way it is now. They work for the globalists, okay? They just do. The school boards, all of them, they just work for this agenda. It's the way it is. Unless you get out there, you have to be productive. You have to get out there It's not fun. It's not comfortable, but you got to get out there. In what the fuck news, struggling pig kills butcher at slaughterhouse in Hong Kong. Finally, the pig wins one. The butcher died while trying to slaughter a pig in Hong Kong on Friday. The city's police said the 61-year-old butcher who worked in the Sheng Shui slaughterhouse on the city's northern outskirts closed it to the border of mainland China was knocked to the ground by a struggling pig and sustained a wound from a 40-centimeter meat cleaver, police told CNN. So the butcher had been found, had been about to kill the pig, which he had already shot with an electric stun gun, when it regained consciousness and knocked him down, police said. A colleague found the man unconscious with a cleaver in his head and a wound on his left foot, police said. He was taken to the hospital and was later certified dead. They probably just chalked it up to the boogeyman. All right. The police force said the cause of death has yet to be determined. The city's labor department said it had launched an investigation. The labor department is saddened by the death of the person and expresses its deepest sympathy to his family, it said in a statement. We will complete the investigation as soon as possible to identify the cause of the accident, ascertain the liability of the duty holders, and recommend improvement measures. We will take actions pursuant to the law if there is any violation of the work safety legislation, a department spokesman said. So finally, the pig puts one up on the scoreboard. I kind of like watching bullfights where the bull wins. And I've been to bullfights in Mexico. And I got to be honest, every time I go and watch a matador, I'm like, oh, fuck, come on. I want to see the bull get this guy. I just like to see the underdog win. It would have been nice to see the Dallas Cowboys pull one off. Sad, sad day for the Cowboys, man. They get so far and then same old song and dance. I'll be here Wednesday and Friday, folks. Wednesday and Friday. I got a good interview today going on ninoscorner.tv. Go see the Jim Willie interview. It's worth it. It is worth it. And no, I couldn't put it on FluffTube. Sorry. All right, folks. I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting. Ah! Later, folks. I'm out.